Last week, a deposition from a pending racial discrimination lawsuit against Founders Brewing Company became one of the biggest stories in Detroit and even attracted national coverage. And that wild week for the largest brewer in the state is continuing as they announce the closing of their Detroit taproom and their diversity director of 9 months quits. There's also been boycotts by consumers, bars deciding not to carry Founders products, and even a protest by their own employees. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper with Culture Shift here on WDET. And after a week of silence, I had a chance to speak with Founders Brewing Company co-owner Dave Engbers about the ongoing racial discrimination lawsuit that was filed against the company he founded 22 years ago.
Well, it's really disheartening that this is obviously a very emotional issue that has been difficult on our employees, on everyone, on the community, which is really hard for all of us because what we do for a living should be so positive. Beer should bring people together. That's why we started the brewery in the first place.
Have you dealt with anything like this in the past?
No. We've spent the last 22 years building a company that was on a rocket ship ride that started out with, you know, a couple guys that had a dream. And as we started to grow and grow extremely fast, way above the average in our industry, we've gone from 2 people to over 600 people. And the majority of that growth has really taken place in the last few years. So even 12 years ago, I think there was around 16 of us on the payroll, you know, about a decade's time, now 600 strong.
600 strong, and it seems like as the company gets larger and is also, you know, no longer technically a craft beer anymore, that there's new...
That's from the Brewers Association standpoint.
Yes. And it seems like there's coming along with new challenges, however. Obviously, we've got this racial discrimination lawsuit against the company. And after that deposition leaked last Monday, a media firestorm for sure. And you had told the Detroit Free Press that you were disheartened that that deposition leaked at all. What do you mean disheartened by that?
Well, we're in the middle of a lawsuit, which is not great. It's a legal lawsuit, and we're hoping that the courts would go through the process. There's a process to everything, and so we're hoping that we would let the law go through the process that the country has put together. And instead, the deposition was leaked, and so due to the nature of this case, you know, it's a racial case. It's very emotional. It's very sensitive. Everyone has an opinion. It's being fought now and social media, and there's a lot of mudslinging, and it hurts a lot of people. It doesn't make progress. It doesn't push the needle in the right direction. It's tearing people apart.
Do you think that's something that the people don't deserve to see or know was said? The defense of Founders manager Dominic Ryan denying he knew the race of Tracy Evans?
Well, I can't imagine what was going through his head. I mean, that's never been our stance as a company. Of course, we know that Tracy Evans is black. I can't speculate on what Dominic was thinking.
Was he coached by Founders lawyers at all to take that defense?
From what I believe, I'm sure he was coached to answer every question that you absolutely know to be true. And if you have any hesitation, say, I don't know.
At this point, the Founders manager, Dominic Ryan, he's still with the company, yes?
As a company, we felt it best that we've relieved Dominic of all of his responsibilities as it pertains to the Detroit tap room. And we've asked him to take some time off until we can figure out what's best for him and for the company.
You had also mentioned in an interview with the Detroit Free Press that you were very confident in the case. It is well documented. You're saying it's well documented that this isn't about race and that it's about Tracy Evans' poor performance as an employee?
Yeah. Tracy Evans doesn't work at Founders Brewing Company 100% due to his performance. Has nothing to do with his race.
Now, he worked there for about 4 years.
Correct.
Was he a poor employee that entire time?
No, Tracy was. He worked on our packaging line and worked his way up to become a lead packager. When we made the decision as a company to open up a tap room in Detroit, we saw an opportunity, or I should say Tracy saw an opportunity and applied for a position that I believe close to 300 people applied for. And we saw it as a good opportunity for Tracy. He got the job. unfortunately, during the time while he was down in Detroit, what he was asked to do, his duties, weren't being done to the satisfaction of the company. Put him on a program to get some coaching, to get some additional training. Unfortunately, after the personal development program that he was put on, he still didn't hit the benchmark that we had put in place, and he had to be let go.
But Dave, it's also true that there were instances that Founders acknowledges that there were fellow employees of his that used the N-word in his presence, and at least one of those employees is still hired by the company. So there is some acknowledgement that there was some racial issues in the workplace regarding Tracy that had nothing to do with his performance at all.
That is correct, and we absolutely abhor any, we do not tolerate any racism at Founders. And as soon as it was brought to our attention, HR was brought in, and those employees were spoken to, as put on their permanent records. One of the employees is no longer with us. One of the employees still is. And this goes back to the principles of Founders. We talk about purposeful progress, and we fully admit that none of us are perfect. And we used this as a learning opportunity for that employee.
It's not necessarily like a zero tolerance policy, because the one employee is still there.
That is correct. At the time, we had a zero tolerance policy, and we are working to really, you know, hone our policy down. We're working with our teams to see what they think.
Does it feel like a step backward for the company towards having greater diversity, whether it's in a tap room or on a packaging line or in promotions, when your diversity manager resigns last week?
Well, you know, we were saddened to see Gracie resign. She'd been with us for about 9 months, and part of purposeful progress is, you know, she opened our eyes to some information that we really needed. And with her resignation, we see that we are going to continue that program, and we're hoping to fill that position as soon as possible.
Dave, we started this interview talking about 22 years of starting Founders. You've grown to be the largest brewer in the state of Michigan, the 14th largest in the United States. And then over the past week, you go through this first local, then national news cycle, where you've got this leaked deposition from a racial discrimination lawsuit, and you've got the court of public opinion really taking the side of Tracy Evans and wondering, is there systemic racism problem within Founders? So I'd have to ask you, is it going to be worth it at the end of the day if you do win this lawsuit?
I don't think there's any winners in this situation. There aren't. The industry that we're in is supposed to bring people together, not tear them apart. It's not, we don't want to divide people. We want our beer to bring people together from all different backgrounds and celebrate those backgrounds. So it's really unfortunate. And we are trying to heal. We're trying to reassure people that our brand is still the same brand that it's been built on for the last 22 years. And we talk about the principles of Founders. We talk about diversity, inclusion, family, purposeful progress, all these great things that are helping to make a better, not just company, but a better society.
Do you think it would have been easier to issue an apology and admit that there is possibly some wrongdoing, some of which Founders does acknowledge had happened in the workplace?
Absolutely. We wish that the apologies should have been communicated in a more timely manner. We've never gone through anything like this in our 22-year history. When this lawsuit hit us, we didn't know the potential of what could happen. And we hired PR firms, and we had people tell us to say nothing. And in today's day and age, you can't say nothing. You have to acknowledge it, and it's so sensitive. We feel like we, as a company, our job is to continue to move forward and celebrate people of all different backgrounds right now. And we're willing to take our responsibility as a company to help start the healing process.
But Dave, it does seem that you are still very committed to winning this lawsuit and hoping that that could clear the name of Founders for people that are saying, you know, this company has some serious workplace issues dealing with race.
We're confident in the lawsuit because it's very well documented. The only reason that Tracy Evans lost his job was due to performance. It had nothing to do with his race.